ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast episode number 412. I'm your host, Chief ED, here in New York City. And of course, we're joined by a man who doesn't even deserve a special introduction from me, Wombat.
I don't know if I don't deserve one.
You do deserve it.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Sometimes, what is it? The world gets what it deserves. What's the true the true detective ad that's on the buses?
Oh, I don't know. I was gonna go. I thought you were going with Batman. Sometimes you know, the hero we deserve thing. Whatever.
Shipwreck, save us.
I don't know. I don't have bus ads.
You don't have public transport, right?
No. Well, there is some, but.
No, but yeah, you're not using it.
Not much.
Not like New York City.
No, nothing like New York City.
No.
We have pretty crazy. We have subway tracks, but no subway trains.
Really?
Yeah. It never got finished.
That's a thing, I guess.
We're getting a streetcar.
There you go. That's cool.
You guys got a streetcar?
No, we do not have streetcars. Just the largest public transportation system in the country.
Well, you do what you can.
Yes, we try.
I'm broadcasting from deep below Shipwreck Mansion.
How is that possible?
My basement is done.
What?
It must have that new room smell.
It does. It smells a lot like carpet and paint in here.
That's a good smell.
Are you gonna get high during this show?
Maybe.
Maybe I ought to be am.
Right. Oh, it's so nice to have it all done, but then at the same time, like now it's all the stuff that I have to do with cables and putting stuff away and making stuff work. But
you have to run all the cables and everything?
Well, the in-wall stuff was all done, but I still have to run all the cables for all the video game consoles.
And is the projector installed the way you want it?
The projector I'm installing tomorrow, so both the projector and the screen. I have the mount in the ceiling for the projector, so I just have to connect it. But everything so far is working.
That's exciting.
Awesome.
I think
yeah. Very exciting.
I'm excited for you. Cheapy, don't expect anything this nice at my house on Saturday.
I've been to your house before.
I know. I'm saying.
I wasn't expecting anything nice. Don't worry.
Good. Don't expect anything nice.
I was going to just close my eyes as I walked through your house.
I would recommend that.
No, thank you for inviting us, Wombat. I'm very excited to come.
I don't believe you, but I appreciate you coming. I'm very excited for you to come. I'm actually honestly a little nervous.
Why would you be nervous?
I don't know, because I'm like, oh, Chibi's coming to my house. It's almost like I feel like I'm having the boss over at a 1960s sitcom and I'm going to burn the roast.
Don't burn the roast, dude.
I know. Oh, Wombat burnt the roast.
And then something hilarious happens as you try to substitute some sort of food for the roast.
Yeah, exactly. Steamed hams. I thought you said we were having steamed clams. Exactly.
Yeah, no, it should be fun. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to, if we're going to watch the fireworks, stay for the fireworks, because it's so
late. Recommend it. I know it's late, but you know, it's one night a year. Your son can stay up.
Are you seeing fireworks from your house?
Yeah, we have a guy on our block. I know it sounds silly, but there's a guy on my block who spends, we've been told by one of our other neighbors that this guy spends anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 a year on his fireworks.
But you told me $50,000. Like,
nah, it's like 20 to 30. 50 might be.
So now we're them together.
So 10.
But anyway.
So 10, basically.
Whatever it is. I don't know. You can ask Rich when you see him on Saturday. And
Is that his real name or is that just what you call him?
No, that's his real name. So he does this show and people come from blocks around and they basically close off our street and they do this free fireworks show. But I could see it from my front lawn. I don't have to be like, you know, people who are looking for a spot. So
is it really good? Is it better? Like, you must be very close to it. So it might be better than an actual, like a bigger, more professional show.
It is. I mean, this guy's been doing it. We've been living in this house now. This will be our ninth one. So he hasn't disappointed in 9 years. I can't guarantee that he's not. This will be his bum year.
He might burn
down
the neighborhood this year.
Exactly. I don't make any promises or guarantees. I could just say that the previous 8 that I've seen have been the best fireworks shows I've seen. So that's that. I'll say that. That I'll stand by. The previous shows that I've seen of his have all been amazing, and every year so far, they've been better than the last.
Wow. All right.
So
I think you kind of have to stay for this.
See, Here's the thing. Mrs. Chibi kind of wants to see the New York City fireworks.
I was going to say, but if you want to watch your New York City fireworks show, I understand.
No, but
I
mean, but here's the thing. It's going to be so much traffic and everything getting back. We're not going to, if we leave, we're not going to see any fireworks.
I did the East River fireworks once. We got there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and sat on the grass from 3 until 9.
That's not happening. Because that's,
I mean, unless your apartment is facing the fireworks.
It's not.
Yeah. Then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah. I don't really, I've seen so many fireworks. I don't really need to see fireworks.
Well, I was going to say, you could, the other thing also is you could come to my house and play it by ear. If you want to stick around, stick around. If you don't, you don't. If you want, you know, whatever
right,
you want to do.
I think we're going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I won't be offended.
Good. No, I'm looking forward to it. I ate a hamburger today by accident, though.
That's okay.
I was like, oh, what about Wombat's hamburgers?
My hamburgers aren't going to be so special. I also would say if you aren't going to stay, you need to let me know sooner than later before they block off my block and I can't bring a car back onto it. So,
right.
So you may get stuck anyway.
I'm not going to worry about it too much because I don't really care.
I think you'll be fine.
I think I'm going to be fine. I'm worried about
you'll be fine.
There's going to be a lot of people here. It's going to be fun. There's going to be lots of beer and hot dogs and hamburgers and chips and lots of kids for Ty to run around and play with and a slide. And, you know, maybe I'll bust out the slip and slide. There'll be people here for you to talk to. There are adults here.
Will I like them?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you have ping pong?
I don't have ping pong. Maybe we'll do beer pong.
I came from ping pong club right to CADcast. I ping pong clubbed, I showered, and then I CADcasted.
Good.
And I put Ty to bed.
I appreciate you showering.
I had to. Some young guy showed up, and I wasn't anticipating actually sweating tonight. But this,
for those playing at home, young to Cheapy is 38.
He was 22.
Okay.
And Asian, so he's really like 16. And he was really good, and so that got very sweaty. But he got sweaty too, so I felt good about it, even though he was much better than me. But at least I made him sweat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if he was kicking my ass and not sweating, then that would have been bad. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was nodding in the headphones. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for fake radio.
Thanks. Well, you know, it's how I roll. I'm new at this.
Yes. You know, the 10-year anniversary is coming up in a month. Exactly.
I know, it's
a
exciting
month, I think.
That's exciting. What are we going to
figure out? Where should I stay in New York?
In a hotel?
I know, but what? Where at?
Let's see. What's a good one? Because, I mean, do you want to be near Cheapy or do you want to be near something else? I mean, what do you want to be near?
Probably not Long Island.
No, you don't want to stay on Long Island. No, right. I wouldn't recommend that. I meant Cheapy.
There's a hotel right across the street from my apartment.
Yeah.
It's probably,
okay. Let me know where that's at, and we'll do that. That seems the easiest to me.
And it's probably not that expensive. Relatively.
That seems
expensive.
Okay as well.
Which hotel is across the street from your apartment?
I mean, I don't want to give my address out.
Right.
Can I tell you later?
Fine. Not that people are going to be like,
later?
I know exactly where he lives now. I don't think it would be that easy, but sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
I could see Shipwreck enjoying the Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
No, you do? I don't think anybody can enjoy Times Square.
That's it's touristy. It's fun.
Do you like to be on top of people from out of town?
I'm fine being across the street from Cheapy because I can get around with public transport just fine. It's not a problem. I don't need to be right where everybody's at all the time.
Everybody's everywhere, so don't worry.
Well, I know
you could stay at the Waldorf Astoria.
That's fine. Let's get on to the video games. Stop talking about hotels. Hotels and barbecues. We've gotten past that point of the show. Let's get the show feedback.
Sure?
I even put the show feedback on for you.
I know. That's why I didn't add anything else. I'm like, oh, JP wants to do these. That's fine. Am I still reading them or are you doing it?
You can read them. I did your 2 minutes of work for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Special K at Special K on Twitter had to say, regarding last week's conversation on virtual reality, chances are it will be like Wii, not appeal to core gamers, but sell to a wider audience? Oh, that was a question.
Right. Like, what are the chances it'll be like the Wii and not appeal to core gamers, but sell?
Well,
to
the Wii, one of the reasons why the Wii appealed to a wider audience was the price point and the fact that it was, you know, it was the console. This is an addition to something that the wider audience probably doesn't have at a higher price point than the Wii.
It's the exact opposite of the Wii.
There you go.
Like, you can't be more polar opposite on how this could catch on with a wider non-core gamer audience.
It is. In every way, it is the exact opposite. The way you market it, the way that it's just shown to people, the way that people would encounter it. You can't show this on TV. This isn't going to work on Ellen, you know? Oh, showing, like, the split-screen VR mess. No. It won't catch on to a wider audience until it's super cheap and they figure out a way that it doesn't cut you off from the rest of the world, basically.
It's a couple iterations down the road.
Right.
It's not this, what I'll call first generation of VR, even though I know VR has existed before. Like, this is the best stab at it so far.
Yeah. It's Apple Watch is more ahead of the game in terms of being a smartwatch than VR is at its game of being a home entertainment device. Let's put it that way. Shall we?
Sure.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
You were supposed to put it that way.
Oh, I put it that way.
How did it fit?
You don't want to know. Ask Ellen.
Next. This is for you, Wombat. I put this on here for you.
At K Saunders on Twitter had to say, tell Wombat I'm sorry for arguing about the external hard drive for the Xbox One. I now have the same setup. It's great. Hashtag Xboner. It is so much better. I'm sorry. I haven't even made the attempt to unscrew and install a new hard drive yet for my PlayStation 4. And I'm just at the deleting stage where I delete stuff. I'm deleting things left and right. So what can you do? PlayStation 4, you got to step up your game. I don't know. Being number one, you don't try as hard, I guess, because you don't have to.
Yeah.
Try harder.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to. We're PlayStation 4.
We don't even have to pay for Shamu. We'll make the other people pay for it.
Yeah, we'll make people pay for it before they buy it. Ah, we're number one.
We'll make people pre-order like 3 years in advance. And we'll take their money right on the spot. Ah.
So who is that?
Is it surprising that GameStop hasn't got into the Kickstarter business? Since they're so into pre-orders? Like, it just seems like that would be something they would like try to start up.
Well, what would they be kickstarting?
Anything?
Anything where people would give them money?
Any game that hasn't been made? Hey, Poi Poi. Poi Poi Remastered. Get it on Kickstarter. Anything, yeah.
It just seems like they would
make their own platform.
Right. It seems like it would be in GameStop's interest to do that.
I don't know. Didn't they double down on the N-Gage once, though?
Not all their decisions are going to be great, but maybe they listen to the show. Maybe they'll hire Batship Industries.
Yes. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, they should do that. You know, Project Cars, they did all their crowdsourced fundraising. They made their own platform. You know, they used Kickstarter, but just, you know, they don't have to pay 15% to anybody. Yeah. All right. How about some Watch This, bitches?
I saw John Wick over the weekend, finally. Have you seen it?
I did see. I've talked about it on this show.
That's what I thought. Shipwreck, have you watched it yet?
No, because
you need to get on that.
Well, I can't watch it with my wife because I know there's dog stuff in there.
There is. It's pretty quick and it's early on, but yes.
She can come in later.
Yeah, I would say she should stay out of the room for the first 15 minutes and then you could call her in and just...
Yeah, she won't miss anything.
You could catch her up real quick.
Yeah.
Like, literally in a sentence. And say, okay, that's what happened. That's what he's doing. And then there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely dog stuff. Yeah.
She would miss one really good fight scene. But there's so many, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't think it's her type of movie anyways. So.
No, I watched it without my wife. Because I don't think she would like it at all.
Once I have the projector set up...
I'm telling you, and I'm, you know, we talked about this before, but you need to see it. It's on HBO. right now.
I don't have HBO, so
I know. Don't.
Hey, props to Mrs. Cheapy, who loved it, John Wick. So,
yeah, there you go. She likes my wife. Yeah, I'm pretty sure my wife. My wife and I are watching a TV show on Comedy Central though together, called Another Period.
Oh, a show about menses?
No, it's not. But that's the joke. That's the pun.
I avoid those shows.
It's like a spoof on Downton Abbey, mixed with a reality show. Mm-hmm. But it takes place in the early 1900s in Newport, Rhode Island. And it's just, you know, a kind of caricature of a wealthy family and their servants. And what's her name? Christina Hendricks is on it from Mad Men.
Right.
And a bunch of other funny people. It's very funny. It's dirty. I think you might like it, Cheapy. I think Shipwreck would hate it with a passion. But my wife and I are enjoying it because it's, I don't know, it's like a lot of groan humor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that kind of humor.
Mrs. Cheapy would rather watch guys get shot point blank over and over.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not saying that your wife would like it. I'm just saying that, you know, we're watching it together. Yes, John Wick is a better movie than that's a TV show. But I don't know if you can compare the two.
Well, no one has made a movie where you shoot people. I mean, some of those Hong Kong movies, yeah, but not to this extent where it's just constant point blank shootings over and over again. Where yeah, it's, no, just it's part it's, of the fisticuffs is yep, shooting
shooting in the face. Shooting the leg, then shooting the face.
It's like Equilibrium. They started to do that with that gun kata thing, but it was just really silly. It just looks silly, which is it was fun to watch, but this is more realistic looking, and
it's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, they keep saying that they're either making a sequel or they're making a TV show.
I don't think you can make a TV show.
That's what apparently they're working on, is making this a TV show with Keanu.
Just about him and his dog, maybe.
I don't know.
Keanu.
He's 50, by the way.
That's fine.
No, I'm saying in that movie, if you told me he was 36 years old, I'd believe you. But he's not. He's 15 years old.
CG,
he doesn't look
baby.
It.
CG.
You think that's what it is? I don't know. I just can't believe how he just hasn't aged ever.
The new Terminator. You saw what they
did. Well, his face didn't have many features to begin with.
So. Is that what it is? Is it
yeah.
just
a,
yeah?
It was kind of a blank slate of a face.
And a little bit of hair dye, because his hair is probably not really still jet black
right.
anymore.
Right, just solid black hair and pale, smooth skin. And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he totally pulls that movie off, though. And it's a great, fun watch. I highly recommend it. Go watch John Wick. And it's short. It's only an hour and a half. So that movie had an editor. It's my biggest complaint about every movie I talk about on the show. Some, at least they hired an editor, and I have to give them credit for that. So, good work.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
Where are we here?
Did anything come out this week?
New releases?
Yeah, new releases.
I just asked, what came out this week?
I guess J-Star's Victory Versus Plus came out. That's a game.
It's got who's in it?
It's got those Shonen Jumpers.
Anyone else I would know? Isn't it like a cavalcade of Japanese characters? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
It's from the Shonen Jump.
Like Naruto?
Like Naruto.
Or Naruto? How is it pronounce it properly, Chibi?
Oh,
do you still
God,
have
I,
can you
I
do
hate...
it anymore?
Naruto.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's got the One Piece. It's got the Bleach.
It's got the One Piece.
It's got the Dragon Balls.
I'm so glad I don't know really anything about any of those things.
It's got Goku in it? Is Goku in this game?
Let me see. Dragon Ball. Son Goku is.
Close enough.
That's a form of him, I guess. It's got Vegeta and Frieza. You know them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Let's see. It's got...
Is Voltron in this game?
No.
Is Blue Ranger in this game?
No.
How about
all the Shonen Jump characters?
G-Force? Is G-Force in this game?
No.
This game sucks.
It's got JoJo Bizarre Adventure.
I agree. I don't know who any of these people are. I don't care. No Transformers, right?
No.
Right. Okay. What's next?
Next we have all the new Arcade Archives. I know Wombat likes to keep
Is there a decent one? Scramble, huh?
Yes. Are you a big Scramble fan?
I remember Scramble. I could picture the arcade art with the purple truck on it. Is that what it was? Was it a purple truck on the...
That would be weird because it's a spaceship game.
Right. What are you talking about?
Was it purple, though? Why do I remember being purple?
There's some purple backgrounds. I don't know why you remember it being purple.
Fuzzy memories.
He's not old enough to have played it that much, probably.
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm trying to do this on memory. Give me a little bit of credit.
I played it at the roller rink. Don't worry.
It's got a nice marquee to it. It's very colorful.
Yeah, I would buy that one for my collection of one. Yes.
You're not Shipwreck. You don't have 300 of them.
What are you up to this at Shipwreck?
I think I have like 14 or 15.
Hmm. Getting there.
I'm still in the market. I've got to find ones that are the right size for my little project. Let's see, what else came? Oh, a new version of BlazBlue Chrono Phantasma Extend came out.
That's a thing.
I like those games, but I am so far behind on what in the world that actually means. I assume that they have updated the fighting engine and added probably... I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they added two characters to this revision. So yeah, BlazBlue's fun. I like that game. And then let's see. Oh, in addition to Scramble, we also got Scrabble on both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
So it's Scramble and Scrabble?
Yep.
This week sucks.
That's confusing. And yes, this week totally sucks.
For Steam, Metal Slug is now available.
Mm-hmm.
The original Metal Slug has just hit Steam, apparently.
Aren't they up to like Metal Slug 300 by now?
I think they're at 7 or 8. I remember playing 7 because it came out for the DS or a version of the DS. But
not that I don't like Metal Slug. I'm just, you know. Again, and that's also, even on Steam, that game is $8.
The latest Metal Slug is Metal Slug XX, which to me says 20. But that it cannot be right.
Metal Slug 20.
I think Metal Slug XX might be a Metal Slug X remake. I don't know.
Wouldn't that
Metal
be
Slug
X Plus?
X wasn't 10. List of Metal Slug video games. Let's check it out.
Ooh, this is exciting stuff, guys. Everyone hold on to your seats.
I disagree.
Yes, 7. 7 was the last one, and X and XX are remakes.
There you go. Now we know. So, somewhere between 7 and 9 would be a correct answer. If you want to get technical.
Perfect. Anything else for new releases, or...
Ronin is supposed to be okay for Steam, but I don't know much about it.
I'm busy with Batman.
Batman's good.
So good. All right, you want to talk about Batman?
We can talk a little bit about Batman.
Let's do a quick ad for Newegg first.
Okay, do a quick ad.
Because we love Newegg.
We do.
And I'm sure that all of our listeners know who Newegg is, but in case you don't, in case you're one of the people who don't, they're one of the top tech-focused e-retailers in the United States with great deals every day on its entire catalog of more than 10 million products. 25 million registered users rely on Newegg for its huge selection of products at great prices packed by the best customer service in the business. Go to Newegg.com and Wombat. They have a 4th of July sale going on right now with some good stuff. I was looking at it earlier. You need any speakers for your man cave ship? Because they got these Klipsch bookshelf speakers for $70. They look them pretty good.
Oh, I'm looking at them now. They do look pretty good.
That's their Klipsch makes good speakers, and that's a good size, I think, for like a desk or
a TV
or a bar.
They have on sale. That's not a bad looking detachable 2-in-1 tablet for $480.
What kind of speakers do you have on your bar area in the man cave ship?
I have. Do we want to do this in the middle of the sponsor? Because
yeah,
it's not from them.
It's fine.
Okay. I have an Amazon Echo.
I see. Interesting.
It works well.
Yeah, it's good. It's
I
pretty
like,
powerful.
I like the Echo.
So wait, what are you using that with? your Amazon Echo as a speaker with the TV?
Or? No, it's just you don't need to use it with anything. What are you talking about? Just plug it in.
Music.
Yeah, okay. What are you talking about? Gotcha. Okay. I was confused.
So they got some projectors here as part of this 4th of July sale and cameras and a bunch of stuff. So check it out. Go to newegg.com. Thank you, Newegg.
Yeah, for the main speakers in my man cave, they're...
No, I know you got big ones there. Or in the ceiling. Well,
They're in the ceiling, yeah. I have Polk audio speakers in the ceiling.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's why I was confused.
I wasn't sure if you were going with ceiling speakers for the bar as well, or I remember you said you were going to use the Echo, which is probably pretty good for something like that.
Yeah, it's perfect for that.
I have that on my kitchen counter, and it's pretty good.
I came home from work today, and I got home early, and my wife and kids were still at karate. So I had the house to myself for like 15 minutes. I asked my Echo to play a little bit of after work jazz, and I just laid down on the couch. It was the best.
Alexa, talk dirty to me.
I don't know what
I really hope this that everybody's hearing my cat this entire time, because she's just been yelling through the door for the past 15 minutes.
Why? What does she want?
And she's, I don't know. She wants to be in this room with me.
So let her in.
The door's way
open. The door.
It's way open.
Will she meow more if you let her in or less?
Oh, yeah.
Probably less.
So let her in.
I say you let her in.
You know, once you invite a cat in. Oh, no, that's vampires. Never mind.
All right. Well, you guys are going to talk about Batman, right?
Right. That's a good time.
Okay. I can go let the cat in then.
Okay.
Have you played a lot more Batman?
I played a decent amount. My wife and kids went to a barbecue on Sunday, and I stayed home.
So you could play Batman?
Uh-huh.
So instead, wow, that's tough, because you probably like barbecue.
I do like barbecue, but I didn't know anyone there. It was like a friend of my son's family, and my wife is friends with the mom, and I'd never met the husband. And my wife's like, you could make new friends. And I'm like, I don't need new friends. Batman.
Right.
So I stayed home and played Batman.
I think it's probably worth it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
How far are you?
It's like I could say things, but I don't want to spoil.
Just percentages,
much.
Like 50% through the story.
No,
the
I think
story.
I might be like 30-something%.
I see.
Maybe 30, maybe more. Let's say between 35 and 45.
I really like how you choose the missions. I like the mission select wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really nice feature. I talked about that on the...
How far are you, by the way?
I'm about 50% through the story. I think when my save game file says mm-hmm. 45%.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. That's what mine says, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so I may be further along in the story. I don't know offhand. But... yeah, that it is cool. Those Firefly missions, I finally did one. I finally caught him. I don't know why. I was having no luck. It took 3 shots for me to actually get him.
Oh, just to catch up to him?
Just to catch him the first time.
That's the one where you drive the Batmobile and you just...
You drive the Batmobile, and when you get really close, you have to hit X or A, depending upon which console you have, twice and hold it down the second time. And...
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She's sneezing. It's not like it's gross.
That was a crazy sneeze, though.
I'm a crazy...
Is your nose bleeding now?
No.
Mine is.
The first time I did it, I hit the X and the X button that second time, and he ejects right out of the Batmobile, and he just went face first right into a building. And he goes, you have failed the mission. I'm like, you told me to hit the buttons. Stupid Batman.
I was able to throw a guy off a roof.
Nice.
You know how you're not supposed to be able to do that, right? Like, it's usually like an invisible wall there, but...
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Well, that would be killing. So I think so. Usually when I try to do it, they never go off, but somehow I was able to do it, and the guy just, he went off like a 10-story roof.
Nice.
He did not survive, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
It was after I dive-bombed him from 30 stories up also. It was one of those, so...
See, I'm assuming you did the whole Zeppelin thing.
I did the Zeppelin thing with the little puzzles...
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Slidey puzzles, yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's not really a spoiler.
No.
Zeppelin thing.
Yeah, Zeppelin thing, I think, is pretty... now, why even bother playing the game? Yeah, and then from there, I went to Wayne Tower, and I think that's kind of where I am.
How do you like the Batmobile?
I am mixed on the Batmobile. I like it. I like the concept of it. I do think there's too much. And I'm not a fan of the Batmobile combat.
I like the combat. I just don't like it in this game.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun, though, but I find myself going back to it and playing it. But I don't know. Maybe it's just
because
I
like
the
whole Zeppelin thing, because it was all like this insular kind of. Exactly, like you're being Batman, you're solving puzzles, then beating up guys, then you're doing the stealthy thing and solving puzzles. Yeah, I know it's very much like what the other two games are, but and it's also in a kind of a big set piece area, but it works, and the puzzles were pretty good.
And you're not a tank commander.
And you're not a tank commander, because that's not what Batman is. So I found that to be pretty cool. So, you know, yeah, and I just did one thing where I'm like taking out, I don't know, like... radar towers or something. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I beat up like 15 guys at once, and that was pretty cool too. That was hard. It took me too many tries, an embarrassing amount of tries.
Wait, for which part?
Like, you have to like turn off these beacons or something on top of rooftops, and there was like 15 guys, and it was two big guys and three guys with like cattle prods and a bunch of regular dudes. And you have to fight them, and I was able to get the two big guys into the spotlights that are there, or you're turning off guns. That's what you're doing. You're turning off guns on the sides of buildings.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a little side mission, but it was really tough, and that was the last thing I did. But I did it, so I guess that's got to count for something. But I'm still really very much enjoying it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we weren't doing this, I'd be playing it now. I would have played last night, but I fell asleep. So
I'm going to play as soon as we're done if Mrs. Chibi's still not home, but she'll probably be home.
I will probably go to bed after this, even though I don't have to go to work tomorrow, but we'll see.
I found out that I thought I was playing at 60 frames per second because I had made the change in the little system file there, but I guess there was a patch, and I think the patch either overwrote my change or I never saved it. And now I'm really playing at 60 frames per second.
And how is it? How does it feel? Is it so different?
It's pretty nice. The driving is better. The problem is it's hard to keep that frame rate because the PC version is so poorly optimized. So the frame rate really drops when the Batmobile gets involved. I mean, it's still above 30, but it's just not, it gets jumpy, right? It's not
Again, I don't know. Would I notice? Would I notice a difference?
You would notice. Here's the thing.
How do I notice that? Because I honestly don't know.
I'm going to tell you what would happen. For most people, I think this is true. If I showed you a video and I said, here is Batman, Arkham Knight, is it 30? And I asked you, is it 30 frames or 60 frames? I think you would get it wrong. I mean, it'll be about 50% of the time you'll get it right.
I have a 50-50 shot.
I don't think you could really, most people would really know. But... if I showed you, I said, here's one, and then flipped a switch, then you could, then you would be able to tell the difference.
Gotcha. Okay. That's reasonable. Fair enough. I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
I think that's fair to say.
Okay. So there you go. Did you do any of the Two-Face missions yet? I did one of those.
Yes. Those are fun.
Yeah. That is actually kind of like what I said I wanted this game to be more of, like him foiling a bank robbery. And he does in this game. Who knew?
He did it.
Yeah, good work. So.
All right, should we talk about something else besides Batman so Shipwreck
can
stop playing
with
his cat?
Yeah, so Shipwreck doesn't want to hate us anymore.
I can't stop playing with my cat now. She's sitting in my lap, just eating my lap.
Can you get your hands out of the pussy for a second?
Okay, now she's on my shoulder cleaning my hair.
That's a good cat.
This is okay.
Which cat is this?
This is Hazel.
Hazel, okay.
Hazelnut. And I'm not sure if Hazelnut's going to be a podcast cat or not. This is all very difficult.
Maybe the talking is like too attractive to her.
What is Hazel playing these days?
She is really into Laser Pin.
Nice.
If you're familiar with that one.
Who isn't?
It's a good game. It's a good game.
It's fun to shine that in people's eyes.
Yeah, just don't shine it at an airplane.
Or airplanes, yeah. Let's move on to Wombat's news. No, we don't have anything for Wombat's news and
stuff. It's all broken out into all this other nonsense you got.
Let's take this question. This is our Sony segment, unless we have something else to add. Emo Jesus 69, great Twitter handle. He did it. What price point does Project Morpheus need to launch at for you to be interested in, if at all?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't think there is $100.
For you. Okay, it's $100 for you.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it, but I just know it's not going to be supported. So I'm interested in it at a, you know, whatever price they're going to come out.
You're going to get it after it fails, right?
I mean, it has to fail. There's no what's the measure of success anyway? I mean,
I still don't have a camera or the Move.
Yeah. And that's significantly cheaper than what this is going to be.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't have either one of those yet. So I
think it has, they have to sell it for, I think 200 is the most they can sell it for it
to have any,
to be any shot.
No, it has no shot at 200.
It has no shot.
Now, like, what does it need to be bundled with a game?
Yeah. It'll be bundled with, I don't know, party this.
Adrift. Adrift is going to be the VR game.
Yeah, but it's also going to be on. I played it without the VR, and it still plays well.
Right.
They have that, like, luge racing game, or street luge.
Yeah.
That might be the pack-in game. It's something like that. It's going to be... I mean, you remember when Move launched. They had all kinds of little tech demo things that they tried to sell as games.
Yeah, how do you get people to make games for your system when they know? I mean, for your accessory when they know it's going to cost at least $200 and that pretty much nobody's going to buy it. You're not going to get, you know, Assassin's Creed VR. So I don't know. I'm still interested in it, but
you might get Assassin's Creed VR.
Well, you might get an Assassin's Creed game that has some sort of VR mode.
Ubisoft's not opposed to being like, here is this offshoot Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, like a $10 VR game. Definitely. I mean, you're not getting you're not going to get like a AAA created for VR experience, or if you know, there's not going to be too many of those popping up. It just doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm. No, you're going to get games that are like arcade rides.
Yeah, and that, you know what? That's fun. I look forward to that, having arcade. Carnival rides in my bedroom.
You know, it's that's what you want, then enjoy.
I will.
Okay, then.
I will.
Fine.
Let's talk about this Microsoft thing that you were dying to talk about, Wombat.
I was dying? I just thought it was funny. So yes. It was IGN. They did a podcast and Peter Moore was on it. And they talked about the Red Ring of Death.
Wait, it wasn't Peter Moore, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They talked to a few guys, we're talking about Peter Moore. And he says, quote, "I knew we had a problem," Moore said. "I remember going to Robbie Bach, my boss, and saying, we could have a $1 billion problem here." There we go. "We knew it was heat related. There were all kinds of homebrew fixes. I remember people putting wet towels around the box." He's talking about you, Chiefy.
I didn't put... Well, my towel wasn't wet, though. Yeah. It was a dry towel. But you
had the towel trick video that you sparked the craze.
Was it a craze? You know, it's funny because someone just tweeted at me that Eurogamer put this article up and my video is embedded. My mug is right in the middle of the article.
So, you're the guy. You're the poster child for the Xbox Red Ring of Death towel trick.
You know how many views that video has? Which just goes to show you, it's a stupid video. It's ridiculous.
Isn't it like 2 million or something crazy?
It's 2.4 million views.
Man, look at that. That was a guess. I'm not looking.
Just goes to show you how many people had this problem, that many people would watch this stupid video. Yeah. So, yeah, $1 billion problem.
It was $1 billion. And they had to go up to Steve Ballmer's office and get permission. And he gave them the green light without hesitation. And there you go.
I like this quote here. "It was that moment of decision that Steve Ballmer made that I will never forget. He didn't even think twice about spending $1.15 billion to protect a brand that's probably worth three or four times that today. Xbox One wouldn't have happened." But we still don't, we never found out. The thing that people really want to know, whose fault is it? Like, what went wrong? And they...
Did they think that they were going to save, like, $4 per console?
No, instead of spending... I think they just...
They rushed.
They had to get to market, and they were rushing these things. And I mean, it was smart to get to market when they did.
It worked.
So yeah, it worked.
It just cost them $1.15 billion.
It's Microsoft.
Yeah. Right.
They've made it back.
They spent $500 million on launching the Kinect and the marketing around that, the whole like relaunch. So yeah, I guess, I don't know. They did it. They got through it.
And they got it right the second time with that other one, the Slim.
Yeah.
Mm.
They did stop breaking eventually.
Eventually.
What else we got here? Carl Kramer wrote in, and he wanted to let us know about the Xbox 4th of July sale. Although it's July 7th.
July 7th.
Why would you have a sale on July 7th?
I know. Like, why do it after a holiday weekend? It seems sort of antithetical. It should have started today. Like, hey, you've got a day off tomorrow. Just buy a game for $20. Oh, all right. Instead, it's you're going back to work. Do you want to buy a game while you're at work? Maybe. You're at work. Maybe when you get home from working.
Anyway, it says like...
I'm shrugging my shoulders because I assume that's what Major Nelson's doing when he's asking you to buy these games. I don't know. Buy it, maybe? You like Zoidberg. Maybe you buy the game.
He got extra Julie.
Doesn't seem all bad.
No, I'm sure it's fine. It's a sale. As long as the deals are good, then...
Right, we don't know yet.
The deals will be adequate. I don't think they're... I mean, it says up to 40 to 50% off games.
70 right? games.
So, they're all not going to be super cheap still.
Nah, it'll be like $20 to $30 games probably, but...
All right, so something to look forward to after the holiday. Let's move on to Nintendo. We had a few questions from our listeners. At Warren MSP writes in. He wants to talk about all the rumors that are going around lately about the new Nintendo console. He says, does the fact that there's rampant NX rumors show that the thirst for new Nintendo hardware is real?
The thirst is real.
It's more like the Wii U is dead or dying. And
people want a good system to play Nintendo games on.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's true. And we get a lot of flack for hating Nintendo. But it's not that we hate Nintendo. We like Nintendo very much, which is why when a company you like very much does something that disappoints you, you may be harder on it than if something you don't like does something you continue to not like. And that's really what it is. I've been a big fan of the handhelds of Nintendo of late for quite some time. But
the Wii came out in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
When the NX comes out, hopefully next year, it will be a decade since I've played a Nintendo game on a console with a controller that I can actually enjoy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I love the GameCube. A decade. GameCube was so good. GameCube was a really good console. I stand by that. GameCube was a very good console. I miss being able to like sit down and play a game the way I'm accustomed to playing a game and having it be a real Nintendo game, a real Zelda game, or a real Mario game, or even maybe a real Metroid game. I mean, really, wouldn't that kind of be the kicker, especially after all the flack they got? I think Reggie spoke about it this week, how fans were disappointed, and how he's aware of the disappointment of the Metroid announcement at E3. But isn't that the game they should launch this new NX with?
Of course.
Mm, Zelda is the game.
Well, that's ready. Well,
yeah.
Or
both. Ready. Think of that holiday. A new console made by Nintendo with specs comparable to the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, and the two launch titles are a Zelda game and a Metroid game. Does that console sell? Even at $300?
Of course it does. It'll do very well.
That's what I mean. Like, isn't that...
You package a exclusive amiibo in there with that thing? Uh-huh.
But they need to have a game like that ready to go. They need to have that out the gate. It can't just be the promise of those games. I think that was part of the problem with the Wii U. I think Nintendo for a long time thought they could get away with the, this game is out now in Japan, it'll be out in America in 7 months. And they can't do that anymore. They're not able to get away with that.
They're doing it right now.
I know. And it's not work, but it's not working. They can't do that anymore. It needs to stop. They're going to keep doing it.
Wombat.
I know. It's so stupid.
They need to get a Whitey in there.
They need to get a Westerner in there. Someone, yeah. I mean, and there's no reason for it. There is no reason for that.
They need a management shakeup.
There's a perfectly good reason why we're not playing
the
new Yoshi game right now.
Yeah, why?
Logistics. You got the logistics and you got the retailers. You got those. It's out in Europe, so they'd have to not translate it.
They're so dumb. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it like it is. It's the attitude towards the American market is really a lot. It's abusive. They're the abusive boyfriends of video games. You want this? You want this? Then they smack you with it and take it back.
It's not even
hey,
that.
Hey, they recently did that with announcing that Dark Pit.
Yeah,
the Amiibo
exactly.
is a Best Buy exclusive in North America.
Oh, you want the Dark Pit? You want the Dark Pit? Here's the Dark Pit. Oh, go get it. They're, you know what? I take it back. They're not the abusive boyfriend. I take that back. They are the mean older brother of video games.
But they're not purposefully mean. They're just
I don't know.
Sort of
I could call, should I call my brother and ask him if he was purposefully mean? Because that's what they act like. They act like my brother growing up. Oh, is that what you want? Is this what you wanted? Here, go get it. And they toss it behind their back. Throw it in the bushes.
But they think that they're doing it right, though.
Well, yeah. And if I said to my parents, my brother took my toy and threw it in the bushes, my brother would go, well, I just was throwing it to you and you missed it.
Wow.
It's not my
fault.
The fact
that they're so in bed with Best Buy still shows that they're still a decade behind in North America.
Oh, it needs to stop. Hopefully they can get past this with the NX. I still have faith in Nintendo winning me back. I do think it's possible. Again, and I know we're going to still get the comments saying how much we hate Nintendo. It's not that we hate Nintendo.
They can do it. If they just advance, you know, their way of thinking a little bit, they can do it. They can get us back easily.
Yeah. That's just it. They would get us back easily.
I'm thinking brand new hula hoop controller, I think. Bring
seriously.
Get that
so,
going.
Maybe they could make the third controller in a row that's completely unfriendly to either left-handed or, in my case, diminutive-handed people.
Anybody with hands, really.
They can go off and do their crazy controllers. Just make the main controller for the next console a standard controller. That's all I'm asking. You can go make games for your crazy controller, but instead of making a console that has a crazy controller and trying to figure out how to make games work with it, how about if you have crazy ideas for a crazy controller, you can make those games on the side and all your other games can work with a normal controller.
And you can have some little gimmicks in there. It's not like it shouldn't be the focus. You know, a good example is, you know, the PlayStation 4. One of the things that I love on the PlayStation 4 is
the big light?
No, the speaker and the controller.
Oh, okay, sure. That I liked that about the Wii controller.
It's on the place. You know, yes, I remember being on the Wii. I like it a lot on the PlayStation 4. It doesn't get in the way. It doesn't make porting games from one console to another any, you know, difficult because you do something with it or not. Batman uses it on the PlayStation 4. It's kind of cool. It's, you know, and when it happens, it's one of those things you forget it's there until you hear it. It's like, oh, yeah. So that's the direction that Nintendo should be thinking. You want to do something that's kind of different and off the beaten path? Fine, but it doesn't have to be the focus. It should be like syrup on an ice cream sundae, but not the ice cream.
Like the PS4 controller and the touchpad that they put on there.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's doing it right. That's making your controller making your console not standard and making it unique and making it so if someone wants to make something exclusive that uses those that functionality, then it's something that really can only be on that system.
I couldn't the touchpad on my PS4 controller still worked.
but it doesn't prevent.
No,
it doesn't prevent
it's
other
fine
games.
With that. Right.
Exactly. That's why. But that's why it works. And that's where I think Nintendo dropped the ball with the Wii U. It was they put all the focus onto these things that kind of shoehorned games into kind of they either have to use it or the game just is going to seem weird. You know, or out of place, like a fish out of water on the console.
Or people so. Like me who looked at that controller and said, no, I don't want that in my house. Like, what am I going to do with that? It looks horrible to use. You know, just as an actual controller, and it looks like a shitty tablet.
To this next comment then in the Nintendo section.
Okay, at S-Free79 writes in and asks, "Is it finally time to pick up a Wii U? Any of you planning to grab one soon if on sale?" No, it's not time. It's time to ignore the Wii U like everybody else. Wait, it's only going to get way cheaper because there's no more games coming out for it.
I think there's some holiday games coming out for it.
Yoshi coming this holiday to North America.
They really are the worst. it's so frustrating.
I
don't hate us. We're just because we're Americans doesn't make us bad people.
How much input do you think Reggie gets into the running of the company?
None.
0%.
I'm going with 0%.
Zero influence.
Influence? No, I don't think he has any influence. I think his job is to make sure that the people that work in American offices are not costing more than the company is bringing in. That's basically it's operational and it's budgetary.
And fun videos.
Yeah, and being silly videos because he caught the imagination of Americans. But no, I don't think he makes any decisions when it comes to actual video games. I think he just makes sure that the human resources department and the people in the offices in Seattle are, you know, not costing too much to keep.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's what I think.
He didn't say like, hey, this fucking Frankenpad thing is horrible.
No, I think he's saying, hey, we've got operation costs in the U.S. down from $100 million a year to $90 million a year, and we brought in $300 million last year. Look how good we're doing.
Gotcha.
That's his job.
Okay, here is, let's talk about PC, because we have a few questions here from Twitter. At Chiludo3 asks, he says, are most Xbox One games coming to PC? If so, then why not just buy a cheap gaming PC? Games would probably run better. Thoughts? No, not most. I think there's like a couple coming to PC. And I think that people don't buy cheap PCs because there's still more work than owning a console.
Yeah, a console, I put my disc in, I turn on my TV, I sit down, I play game.
No,
PC,
you don't.
I have to like do
you, you sit down and you download a game and then you apply the patches.
Yeah, but doesn't it take that long anymore?
And you don't have to really hold its hand while it's doing
right,
it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like with the PC, I have to do things with drivers. I don't even know what a driver is. I just know that anytime I hear about either one of you or anyone else going to play a PC game, it's like, oh, I didn't realize I needed to update my drivers.
Right. I think, you know,
especially if you're playing PC games like the week of launch, console is much more friendly than PC is.
Right. The price is better on the games, but you are going to have a rough week or so, probably. Most likely. And if the game's from Warner Brothers, then definitely.
If you think part of the game is getting the game to work properly, then gaming PC is the way to go.
Right, and I like that. It is fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the opposite of fun.
But it feels so good when you get it right.
You know what? I also just, you know, Batman looks so good on the PlayStation 4.
Did you see that video I tweeted out earlier today?
It looks so good on it, but who cares? It looks just fine.
I know.
It's just fine.
But you should watch it because it was 60 frames per second.
That's okay. I'll check it out. Again, I'm sure it's fine.
Yes, I know. I know. And actually, the PS4 version, the PC version is so broken that the console versions have effects options or effects, graphical effects, that the PC version just doesn't even, there's no even option for it. They're just not even in there.
There's no bat. There's no rope when Batman swings. He's
flying. That's not true.
Just flying through the air, Batman. You hear the whoosh, but he doesn't. There's no actual rope.
That's not true. And speaking of Batman, at Game Machine TV writes in and asks, so with Batman being bat broken on PC and reports saying Warner Brothers knew, what does this say about a AAA view of PC gaming?
There is no AAA view of PC gaming.
Not by the major publishers.
No.
I mean, it's easy to see who are the PC publishers and who are the console publishers.
Why is that? Why do people not care about what they put out on PC?
I don't know if it's not necessarily that they don't care as much as it is. I mean, at the end of the day, doesn't it come down to, let's say, they sell 10%?
That's exactly what it comes down to.
I mean, how much money are you going to invest in 10% of the market, especially knowing that those people that are buying it, like you, are getting it at such a weird discount?
Right.
Like, you bought the game with all the DLC, which on a console would cost $100.
Right.
You got for $36. Yeah. So why should that be their focus? Shouldn't their focus be on the 90% of customers that are paying $100?
And when I bought the game for $36, I said to myself, well, there's a good chance that the game's probably not going to work that great at launch, but for $36, I'm fine. I'm assuming they'll fix it at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got it on PC.
And they probably assume the same thing. Right. I assume we'll fix this at some point. Right. Let's go ahead and put it
Let's
out.
Let's see how broken it is, and then we'll figure it out.
I mean, the truth is, like, none of these companies can predict what all these different configurations are going to do on the PC.
Unless they spend a lot of money and time.
Right. So you put it out, you go, well, it worked on what we tried, and we'll fix the rest as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other option is the Grand Theft Auto option, which is to just wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and finally put it out. And chances are, I mean, Cheapy, you owned it on the console. You did buy it. So you wound up buying it twice.
Right. I think they've probably done the math on this and they figured out that their version is, but their way is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just dollars and cents. It doesn't make it right.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending them.
No.
I'm not. Yeah.
But that's the reason. They don't hate you.
But that's
you.
The reason. Yeah.
They don't hate you. They don't hate PC or anything like that. They have spreadsheets. Mm-hmm.
That's
research.
You ask what Reggie does. That's what Reggie does.
Let's see what else we got here. Did anybody try out Apple Music?
I saw that I got a prompt to download an update, but I'm not gonna. I don't want it.
I tried it briefly, but I have Spotify, and Spotify is gonna have our podcast on there soon.
Cool.
Once they launch, it's on there now. If you have the magic Spotify that has all the new features, but I think only 1% of the people have that. So. I don't have it. I can't see ourselves on there.
I have Amazon Prime. I listen to that music.
All right.
On my Echo.
I have
a very large iTunes library, which also is on Google and Amazon Prime. So I'll try the Apple Music just to see what it's like, but I don't see myself signing up to pay for it.
Right.
I already pay for iTunes Match. So
that's still around, huh?
I think, although it hasn't been working too well on my new phone this last week, so I don't know. Maybe I need to update or something.
But should we do
iTunes Match is great.
I don't even know what that is.
It takes all of the music that I have in my iTunes library and puts it out in a cloud so I can listen to it wherever.
Oh, okay. Clouds.
Should we do some CAG bag?
I guess so, because this show kind of grinded to a halt for a second there when Chipwreck was talking about iCloud.
Everybody loves a good cloud discussion.
Mm-hmm. Old man yells at cloud.
Should we go back to barbecues and public transportation?
I'm hungry.
You should go get a cheeseburger.
I'm hungry. I made popcorn. I made emergency popcorn before the CAG cast.
I know. My wife did that earlier. I know that. I know about emergency popcorn.
And then Ty wanted some, even though he'd already brushed his teeth. So He had to brush his teeth twice.
Oh, man, this is rough.
I don't know. I let him have it, though.
Good job.
Oh, nice. And I let him come to ping pong.
Wow. You let him watch you play ping pong?
No, he played.
Huh?
He's getting good,
okay.
too. Like, the young guy who I played with, who was really good, took a selfie with him and Ty. He's like, I'm going to teach you the underspin and all this stuff. Probably never see him again, but it was nice. Here's a question from at LMAC77. He says, at E3, what do you think is going to be this year's vitality sensor? It gets showcased, but it's never heard from again. I have some definite answers.
Yeah, I want to hear them.
78% of the VR goggles that you saw there, you'll never hear from again, probably. There's so many out there that you don't even see unless you're just walking the show floor. But there's a million of those like VR goggles at all the small booths that don't make it on IGN. But in terms of like in terms of games or hardware, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be anything like that, is there?
I don't think so. The closest thing is that Final Fantasy VII remaster, but that's going to happen. It's just going to be a long time from now.
Did they show Wonder Book this year?
No.
We did. We found it at Target.
We found it on clearance at Target, and I shoved them in Shipwreck's cart.
How much were they charging for it anyway?
I don't even. Too much.
I'm sure.
We didn't even look. That's how much we don't care.
Wow.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I would say HoloLens, but I know they're going to keep bringing it up, but I still don't think it's going to be a real consumer product for playing games anytime soon. But of course, they'll keep talking about it because it looks cool. Let's see. At Shanafan writes in and says, the Shenmue Kickstarter hasn't moved much in the past week. Is the fan base not as big as one would think?
Yes, it is not as big as one would think.
It depends who you are. Who's doing
I was
going to
say, no, I think it's as big as exactly as big right. as we thought it was.
It's exactly as big as I know it is.
If it was bigger, then somebody would really be publishing the game and it wouldn't be on Kickstarter. But it's not. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's the reality. You know, it's just a numbers game. But it still made a lot of money on Kickstarter. Not a lot of money for making a video game like that, but what's it up to? Do we even know?
Last time I checked, it was like 3.5 or 3.8 million, something in there.
Yeah,
range.
It's not a lot of money for a... And it's like what? How many people is that? Like 40,000?
It was somewhere in that range as well.
Right. So, I mean, that's not a lot of people. So, yeah, I guess it's exactly what we would think, probably. And another Kickstarter question from at KSEX. He asks, which game would you kickstart on a top tier? $10,000 maybe, meeting the creators and shit, stuff like that. Wombat, I know the answer is nothing. But what okay. Kickstarter, is there any gaming Kickstarter that you would pay any money for, Wombat? Anything?
No.
Nothing, right? You're that much of a stick in the mud.
I kind of am.
Shipwreck?
No.
No? Everything that I like, there's other people that like it enough that they already pay for it. So,
I like giving money to someone when they have a product. Like,
yeah.
Here's like, my money. Here's my product. Thank you. No, thank you. And that's the end.
So you sort of fund them. Have you done any Kickstarter?
No.
No. So you're just sort of just opposed to Kickstarter in general. It's not... That there's any no specific game per se.
I almost did one near the beginning of Kickstarter because there was a band that is one of my favorite bands that had not made an album in like a decade, and they're like, "Oh, we're kickstarting a new album," and I thought, "Oh, well, I will buy that," and then enough people kickstarted it, and then I just bought the album.
That works too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I would like to see, there's some games that I'd like to see come back, and I know that they wouldn't come back because there's no market for it, and it would need a Kickstarter to come back.
Well, what is it? What is it?
You know, I've talked about these games before.
Starflight?
Like, Starflight is one. That's a good one. I was thinking like Robot Alchemic Drive, Poi Poi, which I mentioned earlier. It was a really fun party game.
These all seem like bad Kickstarter ideas.
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying that I would. I'm not choosing them because I think they would do well. I'm just answering this guy's question.
No, that's the type of thing that you, yeah, that you would want to see on Kickstarter. Right.
Frogger.
Do we have to go to Frogger?
No, I mean, we're not there yet. Okay. I hope not. Frogger. I don't want to live in a world that we have to go to Kickstarter to make a Frogger game.
I think we would. Joust.
No, we don't need to. I hope not. It's the Joust game you always wanted, but now we can finally make it because of Kickstarter.
I think the Joust game I always wanted is just Joust.
Right. So no, I don't see myself doing any paying $10,000 for any video game. I'm sorry. Howard Stern show appearance, okay. That's something different than pre-ordering a game and meeting, I don't know, a game developer.
Someone you've never heard of, yeah.
A game. I mean, I don't. There's no game. I mean, I as much as I like video games, I don't know there's any video game developer that I would meet and like lose my shit
there's
over.
There's not a, yeah, that you would feel the need to spend money to meet that no. You couldn't just meet.
Right. Right. I might pay money to like put Suda in a dunk tank. You know, like at a carnival.
I understood.
Like, how is that Shaq Fu game coming along?
Oh, that, yeah. Did what was that? Shaq did a Kickstarter?
It was on Indiegogo?
One of those.
Yeah, fake Indiegogo.
Kickstarters.
It 102% funded.
How much money?
It raised $458,000.
For an iPhone game, I guess.
I would hope so. That's
what you're going to get. So, yeah. I hope that answers your question, KSX. Blah, blah, blah. Anything else on here? I think we're done. Right?
Right.
Right. So, let's thank our sponsor, Newegg. I want all of our listeners to check out Newegg.com. They have a good 4th of July sale. Check out those speakers. They were looking pretty good. Newegg.com. Follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, New Wombat. Not Newegg, but New Wombat. Wombat, you got to like, you could maybe work something out with Newegg.
They should. They should send me a computer because this one's dying. Hey, Newegg, send me a computer. Hey, Newegg, we'll talk about you a lot more often.
I have no money. Send me a computer. And pretty I have much. New in my name.
Exactly.
We can work something out.
Yep.
And Shipwreck is also on Twitter, and at Video Game Deals is a place to get video game deals on Twitter. So yeah, happy 4th of July, everybody. We will see you next week.
Alexa, bread's done.